Hello everyone, welcome to Recultism Podcast with me, Ian Todd. First up, at Ian Todd 82 on Twitter, and also a bit of a plug, Twisted Showcase Films are, I've got another series coming at the start of October, and some of my music's going to be on it as well. I do music under the pseudonym of Fearbox, and that's going to be on there, so check out Twisted Showcase. They've got a trail out there as well and stuff for that. They've got some very interesting people involved in them, including some people from the sci-fi and cult world, so check that out, Twisted Showcase, and that's on Twitter and Facebook, etc. First of today is Final Destination. That's the original 2000, well, I think it was 2000, yeah, two, literally 2000. It's an American supernatural horror film directed by James Wong, and it was written by Glenn Morgan, James Wong, and Jeffrey Reddick. And it basically portrays a teenager who cheats death after having a premonition of a catastrophic plane explosion. And his several of his classmates leave the plane before the explosion occurs, but death later takes the lives of those who weren't meant to die on the plane. Those who were meant to die on the plane. It was actually originally written for The X-Files, and then it was made into a film, and then obviously subsequent sequels. I enjoyed it, yeah, I think it's a good stuff, it's a good concept, it's a good twist, and you've got Tony Todd in as well, in a little cameo, but yeah, it's just a great concept. It can be quite gory in it, and there's got elements of humour there and stuff as well, but who knows, it would have turned into such a franchise thing, you know, because obviously it was the same sort of time as all the kind of the teen horror and stuff, but it was a nice twist on it. So Final Destination, if you've never seen it, it's enjoyable. It's not the most serious thing in the world, but it's a nice concept, and it's a good twist. But definitely worth a check out. So that's Final Destination. Next up is Teachers, which is a British comedy drama series created by Tim Lone, and follows a group of secondary school teachers in their daily lives. First series was mostly about Andrew Lincoln's character, Simon Casey, and then it had more of a balanced sort of appeal with more like ensemble cast getting kind of more time. First three series were one school called Summer Down, and then the fourth series was at another school that they'd kind of merge with. It went a bit downhill in the fourth series, but Andrew Lincoln was predominantly in the first three series. Apparently there was a alleged American one which didn't go very long, but yeah, probably the second series as well, it really worked really well. Third series was so, and then they kind of changed most of the cast for the last one, including Matt Horn as well, who later went on to fame in stuff like Gavin and Stacey as well and stuff. But yeah, Teachers definitely one, and a good soundtrack as well, including kind of like very indie sort of bands, the Libertines, Feeder, Danny Warhol's Supergrass, and Belle and Sebastian were the theme tune. So that's, yeah, it's worth a check out. Next up is a show called Happy Town, and for anyone who's actually does listen to this podcast will know that I basically specialise in stuff that got cancelled, and this is one of them. It even got two unaired episodes, so yeah, take a drink. Happy Town's American drama series from 2010, and they made eight, but six were transmitted, and basically a period of peace following a series of unsolved kidnaps is cut short when a new crime is everyone talking in the small Minnesota town of Haplin. The townsfolk are convinced the crimes are committed by the so-called Magic Man, a person whom character Merritt Greaves describes as having the ability to make people disappear that border on the mystical. Seven people have vanished, never to be heard from again. As the series progresses, it seems evident that disappearances are related to an old German film called Die Blaue Tür, which is known as The Blue Door. Very Twin Peaks scene, and had Sam Neill in as well, but it's worth a punt. I hadn't seen much of Twin Peaks at the time, so I didn't really know how much it was a pastiche, but enjoyable nonetheless. Same sort of tone as Twin Peaks and stuff. It's a shame it didn't get a chance to expand upon where it was going. It was kind of cruelly cut down. But I did watch all 8 episodes and it was good stuff. It's definitely worth a check out. So that's called Happy Town. Next up is a film called Time Code. I went to see it at the Tyneside Cinema, and this is out in 2000 as well. It's an experimental film by Mike Figgis, and includes the cast includes Salma Hayek, Jean Triplehorn, Cal McLaughlin, Saffron Burroughs, Holly Hunter, Julian Sands, and it's basically 4 continuous takes that were filmed simultaneously by Cameron, so the screens divide into quarters. And they're shown simultaneously things going on. Several groups of people in Los Angeles as they interact and conflict while preparing for the shooting of a movie in a production office. It's largely improvised, and it's just very interesting keeping a check on all the different things that are going on in all four corners and all that. And it's just very clever. It's a very interesting concept, and of course it's pretentious. But that's fine, you know. So you just have to kind of keep very, very observant and keep focused on what's going on in different places. Kind of echoes the modern age of how we're not focused on just one thing, you know. Next up is Her, and Spike Jonze's film, with his which starred Rooney Mara, Amy Adams, Joaquin Phoenix, and Scott Johansson, and Olivia Wilde. The music was predominantly by Arcade Fire, amongst others. 2013 romantic sci-fi drama by Spike Jonze, and it's basically his screenwriting debut. Follows the character Theodore Tomley, played by Joaquin Phoenix, who develops a relationship with Samantha, an intelligent computer operating system personified through a female voice. I really enjoyed this. Quite odd, dark, and people have mentioned a little bit about Electric Dreams, a kind of slightly naff 80s film about someone having a relationship. But it's very interesting in the modern age how people kind of chat to people through the internet and stuff and don't quite know who they are and stuff. So yeah, Her, I mean, you probably would have already heard of it if not. I think it's a really interesting film. I wouldn't want to ruin anything for you, but yeah, it's definitely worth a check. I mean, Spike Jonze is always brilliant, isn't he, anyway? Next up, Synth Britannia. It follows a generation of post-punk musicians who went on to form successful electronic bands in the 70s and 80s. I wouldn't say I love documentaries, but this is the documentary for me. And it's by Benjamin Wally, and it's who's in it, basically, from Vince Clarke to Annie Lennox to Gary Newman to Neil Tennant to Phil Oakey. It's basically everyone who's got anything great to do with synthesized pop and stuff. It was a BBC 4 documentary, and it basically, you know, from Wendy Carlos, from Clockwork Orange, Kraftwerk, you know, and it just goes right through chronologically all the different bands to J.G. Ballard's kind of influence on music and stuff at that time and stuff, and it's just brilliant. So you definitely should check that out. And that's called Synth Britannia, and anyone who likes synth will love it. So thanks very much for listening. Artie and Todd 82, thanks very much. Different to those who don't.